This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
How do you spell relief? USDA? They're offering direct stimulus payments to dairy farmers, but the details are still a bit sketchy as we check in with Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, what's the update on these direct payments to dairy farmers?
Yes, the USDA is taking money that Congress appropriated for a new coronavirus food assistance program. It's mostly made up of direct payments to farmers, and then part of it is also going to be spent on purchases of specific products, including dairy products. So first of all, there's going to be about $3 billion in direct dairy payments. That's the good news. But what we don't know right now, Bill, is exactly what formula will be used to measure the losses that are supposed to be compensated by these payments. What we do know is that the heaviest period of losses, which will be from April 15th through the next 6 months or so, that's going to be compensated at a lower rate. And that's a challenge for us because we know that most of the economic harm and the lowest prices for farmers, frankly, are going to be here this spring and early summer. And unfortunately, what USDA has talked about is that the payment rate won't be as generous this spring and summer as what it will be for the beginning of the year. So that's one issue. And the other thing that we're focused on is the $125,000 payment limit per commodity for livestock groups, including dairy and other sectors of agriculture. That's going to be a real headache because we know that a lot of farms will not receive the full benefit of this coronavirus assistance given that payment level. So we've already contacted our representatives in Congress about that to see if there's anything they can do to take a second look at that payment limitation.
And there are other options out there for dairy farmers, like these small business loan programs that we're hearing about.
Yes. So last week, Congress spent over $300 billion to refresh the Paycheck Protection Program. That's the new small business assistance loan program. It's a forgivable loan that's being administered through the Small Business Administration, working with local lenders. And that was money that was initially part of this CARES Act. It was passed a month ago. It went very quickly. So Congress had to put more money in the till, essentially, last week. And it looks like a lot of that money's already gone to that, plus the website that lenders and others use to access the program crashed earlier this week. So it's a sign that there's a lot of demand out there, whether we're talking about the small business program or the money that USDA has. There's a lot of demand out there. And despite all the money that Congress has appropriated, it looks like there's going to be more work done. In fact, when Congress gets back to town here in May, whether they're all back in town or whether they do things virtually, they're going to be working on yet another stimulus plan and coronavirus assistance bill. And that is something that we're going to be engaged in very heavily.
Not to predict the future, but this could be just, you know, the first wave of stimulus packages coming down the road.
Well, the closest analogy to the situation is the Great Depression over 80 years ago. And I think the lesson from that is that if the government doesn't step in to help stimulate the economy in various ways, then we're going to see a prolonged period of loose demand, high unemployment, and really terrible conditions. And so at least hopefully, as uncertain as this pandemic situation has been, we can learn from the past and realize that we need to rely on the government here to provide a lot of help to agriculture, to small businesses, and people in all walks of life.
As we talk about the federal stimulus for dairy farmers, the small business loans, some great resources available on your website at nmpf.org.
Yes, we continue to put information up on our website just about every day with a lot of different information that farmers need to know, whether it's about the Paycheck Protection Program, about how to manage their herds, if you have to dispose of milk on the farm, we've got some information there. And then we have a series of podcasts with our staff to explain a lot of these things because it's hard to keep track of, let's be honest. I mean, it's a very uncertain situation. Things are changing on a day-to-day basis. And so we use our website as a one-stop shop to provide a lot of information to the entire dairy community.
That website is nmpf.org. Our thanks to Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.